Now, every day this week, I've been talking about this campaign launched by the family and friends of the late Alison Baden Clay, Doing It for Alison, the campaign calling on the Queensland Attorney General to appeal the decision to downgrade convicted wife killer Gerard Baden Clay's murder conviction to manslaughter. On the line is Nicole Morrison, with whom we've spoken this week. Nicole, greetings.
Thanks very much, Luke. Thanks for having me again.
Pleasure. I've had a look at the petition before, 105,000. That wasn't that terrific.
It is extraordinary. It is overwhelming, and I really think it just echoes the sentiment that is out there amongst the community.
Absolutely right. Now, tell us what we should be encouraging people to do today. It's a quarter past midday in Brisbane, so Queensland time, and tell people what they should be doing and how they get involved.
Certainly. So if you are in Brisbane, if your listeners are in Brisbane, if they could come along to King George Square at 12:15 today, wear some yellow, which was Alison's favourite colour, and basically just come along to lend your support to this cause and to, you know, stand side by side as a community to show that this issue is very, very important.
So that's a quarter past 12. And just so that if people want to go during their lunch hour, is it something that will take half an hour, 2 hours?
Oh, no, it'll be finished by 1 o'clock, we aim, Luke, because we are also conscious that, you know, people will be there on their lunch hours. And, yes, we'll be there between 12:15 and I would assume 1 p.m.
Okay, we've got to show up in numbers. I was a bit surprised that the Premier was, you know, coming out and saying, oh, you know, just be careful and, you know, hold your opinion, basically. Don't get too carried away. I don't know what she expects people who are passionate about things to say or not to say. I was a bit surprised, almost like censorship, were you?
Oh, look, part of me probably expected that response, Luke. Premier Palaszczuk did come out yesterday or the day before, saying, you know, if people wish to attend their rally, it is their democratic right. And it absolutely is. I think it's only through having these conversations and debating what we think may be wrong that we can actually see some positive changes being made. And that's the beautiful thing about living in this democratic society.
Yeah, beautifully said, Nicole. I hope today goes well. It will be, in some respects, a tough day for you all, but let's hope plenty of people get along. Thanks so much for talking to me again.
Thanks for your support all this week, and thank you so much to all of your listeners as well, Luke. We are very, very appreciative and grateful.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Thanks, Nicole.